Hey, a new podcast's up.
I don't care.
Ah, shit, I don't care either.
That was awful. I'm sorry to throw you off, but that was terrible. It'll be the weekend. Will be over before I finish editing that monstrosity. I don't even know what's going on.
Well, I mean, same old, same old. We just pick up right where we left off. No, we don't know what the hell's going on.
What's going on, guys? This is we're going to call it Podcast 14, but it really isn't, because I don't think do we ever even do a 13?
Nah.
I don't know if we did it or I just didn't finish it, but for some reason or another, there isn't one, but I'm too lazy to change the thread title, so we're just going to call this 14. You know, I was thinking about it in the shower earlier. This would be 2 years since the first one, Andrew, which is kind of weird. I mean, I know we're not religious with doing these on time, but it doesn't seem like 2 years ago we tried this out, so that's kind of neat.
Oh, wow. I never even thought of that.
Anyways, between work and, I don't know, not a ton really going on, I thought. We didn't do anything for E3. But now that it's all settled, I would like to talk about, not so much E3, but the next generation of consoles. Because it's a big deal, and we're still very much active in video games. But to me, it just doesn't feel like I'm as into it as I should be. And I want to kind of probe you. Well, that's not yet. I don't want to probe you.
Can I say one thing? You know, I really wish they'd come up with a different name besides the next generation. I wish they'd have a different title for what these next consoles are going to be, because that kind of irritates me, because when I hear next generation, when they all keep talking about that, I instantly think 360, PS3, and the Wii.
And I
really want a different name for the new stuff that's coming out.
You know, you think about that, but really, has there ever been a group of consoles that have lasted as long as those? I mean, they've been around for 6-7 years, which is a long time. It's gotten shorter or longer and longer. The Xbox and all that lasts about 5 years, and that was a long time, because you think about the N64 lasting 4 or 5, so it gets shorter and shorter. Andrew, I want to pick your brain, and I want to find out what you think about it, and really, I'd like for anybody that listens to also just, I want to get the gears turning in your head. I want you to start thinking, because I know it has nothing to do with me not enjoying video games as much. What I'm trying to say is I don't think it's me. I think it's the industry and the way they're going. And I just want to see if we overlap with any of our thoughts. So that's what we want to get into. But first, to go with some familiarity, let's start with what we've been playing. And Andrew, what have you been playing?
Well, I think the big game that I got to talk about that I've been playing is The Last of Us.
Oh, never heard of that.
I'll admit, I'll be the first one to admit, it's gotten a lot of backing on the internet. It's really getting a following to it, which I don't want to say it's undeserved, but when someone says they don't like following, I can understand, because that does sort of overhype anything, really.
I hadn't played the game, I'll go ahead and say, but it sounds a bit like the flavor of the month, especially in a drought with no real games coming out. I said it.
I understand that, and from all appearances, that could be exactly what it looks like, but I think it deserves a little better than that. Playing it, going through it, there are some criticism you can say about it, but there are some high points. I'll start with the criticism. We'll go ahead and get that out of the way. Yes, we've had this conversation before, and you've said it's just another third-person shooter, gritty survival game. Sure, that's been done to death. It's already been done with the Uncharted's, but I do have to say, I think with the Uncharted's, I wasn't a fan of them. It's just they did it right with this game. This was where they got it right, and the other ones were their process, their stepping stones to doing that.
Okay, I'll agree with that. But here's my problem. If you want to go that route, and I think it's something we also touch on, especially when we start talking about the next generation, it's something I want to talk about. Is it not a bad thing that we have to make 3 games to perfect our formula? If you're saying that, you know, this is the they're not the same kind of game, but it's a third person. You're saying it took them 3 Uncharted games to finally perfect this thing, and now this is the game we really wanted to make. But that nothing stopped them from churning out 3 games in 4 years, Uncharted.
I'm sure a lot of their success has brought down Uncharted. They wouldn't be where they are now if they didn't have that.
I haven't played it, but the only reason I resist is because, just like we were talking about, a bit overhyped, it seems like, and
I completely understand that. I say I understand it, I still want to bring that point home that it is, if you give it a chance, it is a good game. Not the best one ever made. It doesn't have the best characters ever made. It doesn't have the best story ever made. It's not going to be top of the list of anything ever. But it is a good game. It is a solidly good game, and you will have a fun time playing it. You won't be disappointed from it. It's not bad. It's not a bad game. It is generally good.
You got to understand, is that not, that's the furthest thing from a ringing endorsement when you say, it's good. It's, if you're going to market a product, so I'm going to buy the Last of Us Game of the Year edition with the Andrew Marquis quote on the bottom, it's not bad. If you're looking for a bad game, this isn't it.
You got a point, but you look at all the other cases, like Bioshock Infinite. That game was horrible, and people love it. It should have no praise for that. But Last of Us is the exact opposite way. It's getting a lot of praise, and I'm not going to say it deserves all the praise it's getting, but it deserves to be played. It deserves to be given a chance if someone has the ability to play it.
I guess I just kind of get the impression of it as a summer blockbuster. Oh, Last of Us, yeah, looks good. It's coming out. Yeah, I guess I'll play it. Oh, game's coming. Yeah, oh, it's out. Oh, that was good. Cool. It's just, it's a AAA title. You know it's probably going to be good, and there it is. It's come out. It's good. And it's just so tepid to me. Another third-person shooter. Wow. Well, it looks third-person shootery. We'll get into that. Anything else you've been playing?
Nothing groundbreaking. I bought an old game, the Sherlock game, but that's nothing to write home about. That's just a personal niche. Other than that, it really has just been The Last of Us. To be honest, that's all there really is. That's all I've gotten so far. That's all I've been able to really desire as of right now. But there's one game, and so I really want to hear what your opinion on the games that you've been playing, because I'll do a good discussion about that you've been getting into here recently.
Well, like I said, there's not much, but recently I have broken down and bought a 3DS just to play Animal Crossing New Leaf. I have played a lot of that. I guess I held off so long because I've never been a fan of handhelds. I guess this is the first handheld I've owned since, wow, I guess I could say PSP, but I got that late and I only had it so I could play, like, hack games on it. But, yeah, I've been playing a lot of Animal Crossing, and I really enjoy it.
For someone who hasn't played any of the Animal Crossings, what is it all about? I think I saw a picture one time, and I think it might sum it up best. I want to hear firsthand from your experience with it what it really is. But it was a picture of George Costanza in the background of it, and it says just, a game about nothing.
It's one of those things that makes, see, as we always do, we start talking about this stuff and points we want to make further in the podcast start like cropping up in my head. To me, it's the kind of thing that it's not like a movie, it's a game, and there's really no way to explain it to someone who hadn't played it, especially someone who hadn't played a video game. Yeah, it's part maybe Sims, part, it's most akin, if you ask me, to a Harvest Moon game, where it's the idea of you're upkeeping something, you have chores, but they're not really mandatory in this game. It's just, it's basically living life. It's hard to describe. Anybody, you know, ask Chris, he's never played one, and he can tell you how attached you get to these computerized villagers that are, you know, little animals that you, they're so scripted and everything, but you can't help but grow attached to the world, as simple as it may be, and you can't help but get engrossed with it. It's very customizable. Everybody on the forums are playing it, they should know. If someone could explain it better than me, I'm sure someone could, but it's one of those things hard to explain, but very fun.
Yeah, like I remember you've asked me before, why haven't you ever picked up this game? And I really didn't have an answer. It's not like I thought the game was too kiddy or was not my style, not mature enough, or didn't give me enough stimulation in the brain. It was more, if I think about that genre of games, like you said, the Harvest Moon would come to mind, and I would have thought if I was going to play one of that kind of genre of game, I would have picked up a Harvest Moon before Animal Crossing. But that was because I had never seen you guys play it, had never looked into it or anything like that. And the more I've seen of you guys playing it, the more I realize it has a lot more to it than a Harvest Moon would, because it seems like there's a lot of customizing you can do to make it.
Yep, definitely.
To make it with anything. You know, you can, like, I saw you had Mega Man stuff in there. Reggie was walking around in there. Yes. You can make, you know, you can make him look like Batman, get a whole Gotham City type of atmosphere going, all that stuff. And before I had seen it, I had not known or not realized it was more customizable and more of do whatever you want, make it any way you want type of type of game.
Yeah, and this is really the first one that's had the supreme level of customization. I mean, every one of them's had a little bit of it, but this one's, it's definitely the best one in the series. I don't know, it's one of those things that's hard to explain, but once you get into it, it's a lot of fun.
The one point I do want to make that would keep me from purchasing this game is the actual 3DS itself. Because...
But you already... You were the biggest fan of the 3DS when it first came out.
I know, and that was before I had had time to actually use it on a day-to-day basis. And I gotta say, their first model, the original model of the 3DS, is garbage. I absolutely,
I don't know about garbage. It reminds me a bit of the Whopper commercial with the guy at the phone. It's very tiny.
That's exactly. I mean, I cannot hold that thing enough to enjoy a game for a couple of hours because it's just... It's all wrong. You know, I actually got to, you guys got those 3DS XLs mm-hmm. and actually got a chance to hold it and look at it. And I'm like, this thing is a billion times better than the one I got back at home. That one I got is garbage and I can't see myself playing a game with it anymore. And so I'm just thinking, why couldn't they do this sooner? Why couldn't they just have this XL as the normal thing and just bring that out from the beginning and not get a sucker like me getting the box one, the little brick one.
Sadly, a lot of the redesigns come due to people complaining. It's just like bugs in games. You don't get to test. You have 100 testers on your staff, which turns into 100,000 when you actually release the product. So I mean, I can't fault them for it, but I guess you know the reason maybe why I held out is you knew they were going to redesign it at some point. I'm sure a year from now there'll be the XL2. So I mean, I understand the complaint, and especially because this is a... I'm really having a lot of fun with it, but it comes back to my thing with handhelds. I don't think a game like this should be on the handheld because you can sink so much time into it. And it's not like a... I've always thought, even though I really didn't enjoy them, I thought a good example was the Final Fantasy Tactics Advance game. I know Chris likes it, but it was always a game that you could play a few turns while you're on the bus, taking a dump, whatever. And that was all... You know, it was handheld. It wasn't uncomfortable because it was just played that quick. Okay, he's just cracking up.
I was just imagining, like, a movie. You flip it from one scene to the other, and you just get right from a dude sitting on a bus, and to him being the same posture, flipping right to him sitting on the toilet, and the Scratch. Only thing that moves is the background. Just, that's all I can picture now. But anyway, continue.
Yeah, just the point being, it's a valid complaint. If it hurts your hands, it hurts your hands. And a game like this is one of those, you're sitting there, you sit down to play it, and then you look at the clock, and 4 hours have gone by. And you don't really, and that's what makes it such a challenge to explain, is you don't really know what you did. You're like, oh, you played that game for 10 hours. What'd you do? Caught some fish, and that's it. But yeah, that's all I've really been playing. We've been playing a lot of Nintendo 64 games, really, because they're really anything out, and I don't know. I feel like we have this same discussion every year in summer, and that's just the way it is. I think it's time to move on, and we got to talk about, well, you hate the term, but the next generation of games. E3 just happened. I think it's really time, because we've had some good discussions about it, and I want to put it on the record, if you will, Andrew, and I want to dig in to what you think about the upcoming generation of consoles.
Okay, well, it's about time we got into this.
So, E3, we know the PS4, the Xbox One, and the Wii U's already out, but that is your next generation of consoles. We'll start off talking about the Xbox One, but before any of that, Andrew, I just want to ask you one question.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking earlier, and you can pretty much categorize all the generations. You know, you look at the way back to the NES, and it was so popular because it was just such an upgrade from Atari and Commodore and all the stuff that was out. And then you look at the Super Nintendo, which really was just a Nintendo game with better graphics. And then you go to the Nintendo 64, and it's 3D. And then you look at the GameCube and stuff like that, and it's, you know, an expansion of the 3D. And then I thought about the current generation, Xbox 360, PS3, and all that. And other than the Wii, which, you know, people would argue is a step back, but it offered something different, which it kind of became its own worst enemy in that it was just a bunch of gimmicks. But still, when I look back at it, the Xbox 360 and PS3 were really more about better graphics, and that's really it. They didn't raise the bar as much as previous generations have done. So when we look at the new one, I want to ask you just one question, and if you could sum up in a thought, a word, what do you want out of this next generation of consoles? No matter which one you get, what are you looking for?
What am I looking for? I guess the one word, if there's one thing to sum up, it would be games. Okay, I want good, thought-out games. I don't want to see, I really hate the idea of the game industry becoming a cash market. Now, I know,
I'm afraid the writing's on the wall.
I understand everything is money makes the world go round, but I think a good entertainment industry always has that balance. They have the balance.
Don't get me wrong. I understand completely what you're saying. I'm saying what you're hoping the game industry doesn't become, it already is. That's already happened.
What I'd hope with this next genre is that they actually take a step back from that. They actually learn from any mistakes they might make or they might have already made.
Since we're just opening up our discussion, let me give you this food for thought. Because I wanted to do this because we had such a good discussion the other day. You equated it to the movie industry, which I thought was a perfect comparison because that's what games are becoming. And you want to take a step back from that, and I don't think it's possible. Because one thing I heard not long ago is people were talking about how DVDs have bottomed out. Like, no one bought... When's the last time you bought a DVD, Andrew?
Oh, it's been a while.
Take a guess. I mean, like, think and tell me. What's the last DVD you bought?
The last DVD I bought, I think when True Grit came out in the theaters, I went to Walmart one time and I saw the old Rooster Cogburn and the Lady, and I picked that up. That was like in 2010, I think.
Yeah, and even then, that's more of a, that's not like a day one $20 brand.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It was not on the new release section.
Yeah, exactly. What I'm saying is that's a revenue stream that's gone for movies, and the creativity in Hollywood's clearly suffered. You told me they're making a Taken 3.
Oh, yeah.
Which, as much as I love the first Taken movie, there's not a whole lot you can squeeze from that. The only reason they're going to make that is because they know it'll make money. I heard just recently there was supposed to be a Dumb and Dumber 2, which was scrapped because they thought it was too far from the original. It wouldn't, you know, it's been too long. It wouldn't make money. And that's all it is can they make money off of it? Because they don't have DVD sales to fall back on. They need to have a blockbuster opening weekend. They need to get the asses in the seats, and that's it. And I am telling you, games are the exact same way. The one thing I think games had above the movies, which I'm afraid that's slowly ending, is for every Call of Duty, there's another game out there that people flock to. But now Call of Duty and its perennial success has pretty much made it where everybody wants to get on that market. Everybody's homogenizing their games into the same bland, some element from, you know, whether it be accessibility, online, something. They're trying to just make their games, everything just seems the same to me. And it's all in the interest of getting that casual dollar, which was okay when the Wii first came about. But what we found out, I think, is the casual people, the wives, the sisters and all that, the girls and the older people that don't really play games that were into the Wii, we found that if they're going to spend their money, it's become on Facebook games or playing games on their phone. So that market's pretty much just gone. And the new broad market, if you ask me, is young people, which the problem is young people have always played games, but it seems like today's like teenage boy, all they play is Call of Duty, and that's the only game. And if that's the biggest market, that's all games are becoming, is these bland, I don't know how to describe it. What I'm saying is if they're people know where the money is now, and they're going to keep tapping into that well until there's nothing left, and I'm afraid that might spell the end for some game series or companies in general. I think it's that big of a problem. But so you say games. I'd love to kind of pick on this as we go. I don't think we're going to talk too much about games because I want to focus more on the consoles and their directions. Mm-hmm. So first, Xbox One. What do you think? Because there's some before and after we got to talk about. So what do you think about the console as a whole? I guess fanboy is a strong term, but we've enjoyed our 360s and we've been with Xbox for the past generation. So what is your opinion on the new Xbox?
I gotta say, the Xbox One, the analogy I have for it is like the Titanic.
Oh, dear.
It is like the Titanic of the gaming industry. It's a big lug that's boasting all this performance and superiority, and then it's going to set sail out to sea, hit that iceberg, and just sink.
Well, the whole big thing was they were their DRM, which they announced that you couldn't play used games on it, and blah, 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 that's all. You can pay a fee, but it pretty much boiled down to you couldn't play used games, no matter how they spun it. Yeah, they sunk. They got killed for it. They've since reversed that, as everybody knows, but... Still, do you think, even though they've reversed that, does it still sour your view of the Xbox? Because with me, I thought as soon as I heard that, I'd made up my mind I don't want one. And even now that they've taken that away, I still have no interest in one.
Oh, yeah. I mean, a couple of days after I heard the news of them reversing a lot of the features, a lot of the negative features that they had put in there, I had thought, well, maybe give them a chance. Well, what else could they do? What does that really mean? What kind of situation are we going to have towards the end of this year or into next year? And then I thought, you know, wait, let's step back here for a minute. These guys were willing to do this. So there's no telling what they're still going to be willing to do in the future. That's their state of mind. So you got to steer clear of them.
True. And but even beyond all that, I think the biggest problem for me is $500 price point.
Yeah, that's a big
By
that's a big
far the most expensive console. Sony's is 400. Nintendo's is a paltry 350 for the deluxe model. So 500's quite the plunge thing. And I know this isn't a big expense, but it's a Xbox Live, the greatest around, and it doesn't even come with a headset. How crazy is that?
Oh yeah, that seemed to be really odd to me. Why would they cut that out at all? What was the purpose of that? It doesn't seem like a money saver to me.
So, yeah, like I said, I don't want to focus on games, really. I like, the exclusives. I want a broad stroke. The grand scheme of things, what do you think of the Xbox One? What would it take for you to get one? I'd love to hear what you think about it.
Well, I think they need to really, they need to take out that whole, there's a lot of stuff with the Kinect thing where it's like always on or always watching or something like that. Get rid of that. Either get rid of it or really emphasize that that's not what it is, if that isn't what the whole feature. If it's able to be shut off or something like that, or you can turn it off where it's not always on, it really emphasize that and don't describe it like it's an always on feature. And show us a little more with what we can do with that new Kinect. What are some of the other features? Because I've got the original Kinect and it was a bad purchase. There was no real reason to get it. It had nothing that I saw as an advantage over just regular or just sitting there with a controller playing the game. And so they've got to, if they're going to boast this Kinect, they have got to make something extraordinary. I don't want to get futuristic here, but talking something along the lines of maybe being able to project stuff out, things like that, flashings and things like that to enhance the experience a bit.
That ain't happening.
Well, like I said, who knows? It's not my job to think of the features for them. It's my job to purchase good features. That's what I do. If it's a good feature, I'll buy it. But that's not my job to think of it for them. So they've got to give me something better than just this is a square Kinect that you plop on top of your TV.
Well, I'm going to go ahead and stop you and say none of that's happening. And I knew Xbox One was dead before E3 because at the preview, when they showed off the Xbox One for the first time, their keystone thing was Call of Duty. And that just tells me the Xbox is dead.
Wasn't that the only game they showed off?
Oh yeah, that was like the thing.
Everything else was TV.
Yep. So it's dead. And Call of Duty is pretty much the thing that's killed Xbox. No matter how much money it's made it, it's going to kill it. And that's the direction all this stuff's going. You talked about superhero movies, the next thing to like go under.
Mm-hmm.
I think this Call of Duty direction is going to be the thing that takes games under. It's the same shit, and it gets old. And everybody wants to cash in on it until just eventually no one buys it.
And I think the solution is extremely easy. It is extremely easy to fix that. Buy something else. Expect something else from Activision, Infinity Ward, all that. Don't want another Call of Duty.
Well, that's unavoidable. It's what they think you want, and they're going to shove it down your throat until you stop buying it. And I guess people aren't ready to stop buying it. I find it so difficult to talk about the Xbox One because it's just so... But to be honest, I'm not going to spare the PS4 either because I think it's in the exact same boat of being... I don't know how to describe it other than we'll get into it in a bit, but Xbox One, I just see it as the Call of Duty console. That's the way I see it. And I know I don't mean just the game Call of Duty. I mean, they've already announced a new Halo game, and everybody was shocked there was going to be three more Halo games after it was supposed to end, even though we got two more games after the last one. But even now, they've said that there's not going to be just 4, 5, and 6. It's going to be beyond that because, once again, they got to keep tapping into it. And I just have such a big problem with that. I've grown so sequel fatigued that I feel like you're going to try to grill me on it later, but it's just, they're just so uninspired. Like, I've always liked Halo, and I look at Halo 4, which is a totally different studio, a totally different direction. It's different as it could be, correct?
Mm-hmm.
It's still going to be the Halo experience, but it's different. And I'm thinking, I look back and it's like, that's it? Like, that's another set of hands in this game. If that's it, then it's done. There's nothing else to go to. It is dead on arrival. There is no originality, creativity. There's nothing captivating about it. It's not what games should be. Movies, I don't know. I walk in there, I pay, I plop down $8, I sit through a matinee. You can just waste your money in a movie. I've done it, believe me. But you don't feel as cheated as you do with a game. And I just find it very difficult to plot down $60 on something that's just not that fun. Even though the Xbox made such strides to be, we can play with friends, this will be fun. I have had more fun playing Mario Tennis on the Nintendo 64 than I really ever did have playing an Xbox game over Xbox Live. Xbox Live was a great platform for playing with friends, but when you think about it, it's like going on a road trip. Would you rather drive a Mercedes-Benz 500 miles alone with no radio, or would you rather pile up four of your best friends and drive a Ford Fiesta down to the beach and have some fun while you're doing it? Yeah, one's a better ride, but you're just not going to have as much fun. And that's a clumsy analogy for just saying that, yeah, Xbox Live is a great service. And beyond the PC, if you're wanting to play a game online, there's nothing better. But there's something about, I guess what I'm trying to say, it doesn't matter how smooth the connection is and all this and how easy it is to play Halo 4 with friends when I'd really rather play an original game with friends. And there's just not much of that out there. And I think Microsoft is slowly closing in on itself where all they're focused on are big budget games that make the quick buck. Throw a first-person shooter in there, pow, pow, here you go, 2 million in sales, move on to the next one. And it's just, it's gut-wrenching to me. All right, enough ranting from me, though. I want you to give me a percentage, 1 to 100, percentage chance that in its entire life that you break down at some point and buy an Xbox One. What percent chance? Go.
Out of 100, I'd say 30% chance.
I'm going to 15 for me. I don't see a single game that will make me say I need that. I just find it very bland. I see no potential in it. If that's the best way to say it. There's nothing in it that gets me excited.
Well, I mean, I don't want to say I see potential in it. I want to say it could be a better contender if it wasn't a problem of itself. It causes its own problems.
I'll agree with that. So, like I said, we're painting broad strokes. Next up is the PS4. The PS4's got a lot of hoopla, and Bailey and Travis, I really wish I could get their opinion on this, since they were right on that bandwagon. As soon as E3 happened, they're like, I'm pre-ordering a PS4, I can't wait for it, $400, this is the system. And I really feel like it was kind of one of those, well, would you rather drink this water, or would you rather drink piss? I mean, that was the comparison that was made pretty much at E3, because the Xbox One flopped so hard, more expensive, DRM and all that. And now that the DRM's gone, even if it's less expensive, I don't really see the PS4 as that attractive either. I mean, maybe I'm wrong, but I don't see the appeal in it, other than it just being the fourth PlayStation. And if you're, I guess if you've been a rabid Sony fanboy, then I'm supposed you'd be excited for it. But even then, I'd feel like it'd be a tempered excitement because it really is just the PlayStation 4. I mean, it's the perfect name for it. PlayStation 1, 2, 3, 4. Here it is. I don't know. There's nothing about it either that gets me super excited.
I mean, with the PlayStation, that's really, I consider that a wild card. It's very middle of the grade with everything about it. There are some things I like. I think it really was a pretty good showstopper when it just showed up saying, look at where our head's at. We don't have it up our ass like Microsoft.
Sure.
We've got at least we're going in a straight line with this. But there are things about the PlayStation as itself that I can't do. I can't see myself picking it as a system. And one being, above all else, the controller. I think the way the controller's always been, I hate it.
Have you seen the PS4 controller? It's pretty big.
It may be
it's,
big.
It's a lot bigger.
It may be, it's just still, the way it's structured, the buttons don't seem to be in the right place to me.
No, you're talking about the analog sticks, and I agree the Xbox always has them in the right place, but I think a bigger controller would make that less cumbersome. And if you picture it, you hold the PS controller and your thumbs are both facing each other where they shouldn't, you know, they should be facing upwards at least. And, I mean, I'll agree. Even the Wii U, who has their thumbsticks on the same plane, your thumbs are pointing up, not in. I find that very awkward, too. But the controller should be better. I don't think that should be the thing you nail it to the crossover is the controller.
Well, like I can only talk about past experiences with all the other PlayStation controllers, and I've never held a PlayStation controller that I've liked.
Sure, but I'd argue to you, based on what you said earlier, that did the PS3 controller hamper your experience with Last of Us?
No, a small bit.
That, I don't want to hear it.
A small bit.
Said a word about the controller messing with you in Last of Us.
No. There was one thing. You pressed the right, this R2 on the controller to sit down and hear enemies around you. And I always remembered that it was really awkward to do, to sit there for, you know, 5 minutes planning what to do and to have that button be where it is and to have your hands holding the controller like they are. It felt really bad.
I never liked the triggers on the PS3. They're redoing it on the PS4. So they're actually, I guess, concave now instead of convex. I think that's the word. But, I mean, controller, that's a petty point, I think.
It may be a bit petty, but that was the one big thing that, for me, for me personally, that's the thing that I turn away from it most of all from. But the other thing the thing that I think more people than not, as opposed to my controller hatred, more people would identify with is the exclusives to the PlayStation.
Sure.
There really aren't any, and when they are, they're not appetizing.
But that's where I think me and you are on the same page, but we're on a different page than most people. I don't really care about PlayStation exclusives, and everybody says they have the best exclusives, but I count Infamous. You know, there's Uncharted now, The Last of Us.
I mean, I think
they have plenty, but do you want to play another God of War? Does that interest you?
Oh, no, I don't think the first ones interest me.
I mean, I don't know. I think at one point the case could be made that Sony had good exclusives, but I think the PS3, since it floundered for a while, and you lost stuff like Final Fantasy, Metal Gear Solid, those are two big ones. Sony has, they have a good stable of exclusives, but it's nothing to write home about. But that's just my opinion. Like, I don't think they don't have any legendary franchises. It always seems like they lose the ones that make them so big. Just like Final Fantasy has became such a big PlayStation brand, but now it's on everything. Are we not? Can we confirm that Final Fantasy 15 is on the Xbox One? I want to say that it's Sony, like, oh, here's Final Fantasy 15. But then they're like, yeah, it's on the Xbox One too. So I'm not sure on that. But
I don't know.
I know Kingdom Hearts 3 is. So I mean, there's really not a big. It's not a big deal.
I think the one thing I'd say is look at Super Smash Brothers compared to that battle. What was it? All Star Battle. I mean, just all you got to do is say those two titles, and you will understand the major differences in good exclusives. That's all you got to do.
Like I said, I think the best way to put it is I'd love to see Bailey and Travis now talk to me about how great the PS4 is, because I don't see it. I mean, you got to pay for PlayStation Plus now, which that's something they just love to brag about this generation, is that you got to pay for Xbox Live, but PlayStation's free. Not anymore. You know, you got to pay to play online. So.
Oh, yeah, I think they slipped that under the rug. That's was the black eye that they kind of dabbed with makeup on. They really don't talk about that. And if they do, they try to screw it as if it's nothing.
Exactly.
Like, you know, always been paying for stuff.
Yeah, it's exactly. Nothing. And I feel like they really, you know, they swept that under the rug and attacked Microsoft for this DRM stuff. And now that they've backtracked on that, the price is still a big deal. $100 more for an Xbox for something that's really the same. Yeah, it's a big deal. And I think that's the whole thing. I really feel like I've always said about the Xbox 360 and PlayStation 3. You pick one, and you should only have one, because there's no reason to have one or the other. You know, they're the same thing, really.
Mm-hmm.
It's just kind of tomato, tomato. And now I feel like it is the same thing, but I look at someone like me who would be, I guess, loyal to Xbox is the wrong word. I'm not loyal to them, but the only reason I'd have to buy an Xbox over a PS4 would be price, and it loses there, so I'd probably PS4. That's the only reason. It's just I'm not excited for either the Xbox or the PS4, and those are your new main consoles because, well, we're about to get into it. But anyways, PlayStation 4, Andrew, lifetime. Give me a percentage chance that you will own a PS4 in this lifetime.
50%. Complete, down the line, 50%.
Oh, I like that. 50-50 for me, too. It'd take a game to get me, but starting at $400, that's not a bad price point to start from. It would not be hard to take that plunge somewhere down the road. But I'd have to have something first. I'm not interested in being a PlayStation Plus member out the gate for Infamous 3 or Last of Us 2, which is coming, by the way, guaranteed.
No, I don't think it is. I just got to say, we'll not go into it because it'll be probably – you don't want to edit as much as you have to. But I will say this, just to be on the record, I don't think there's going to be a Last of Us 2.
And I will just go on the record as well. If there is no Last of Us 2 announced by the end of 2014, I will gladly chug a Clamato Bud Light. Okay, so, Sony. I don't know. I feel like there was so much to talk about how they drubbed Microsoft. And now that Microsoft's retreated from all that, to me, I tried to use that analogy earlier because I feel like that Sony was such a strong competitor to Microsoft because it just looked so much better on paper. And now that Microsoft's gone back on all that, they both just seem eh to me. Like, literally, I would go out and buy a PS4 over an Xbox just because it's cheaper, because I feel like they're the same thing.
Yeah.
They don't excite me.
I'll completely agree with that. Right after E3 was over, I completely understood why Travis and Bailey did what they did. But now that the Xbox went back on that, it is a sort of little bit of a jump the gun.
Well, yeah. Would you rather pay $400 or $500 to play Call of Duty? And obviously, you'd rather pay $400.
Yeah, that's exactly it.
All right, now to get in which I'm sure is going to be the bread and butter of the show. I want to talk about Nintendo, because talk about wild card. Here it is. You have two things, the PlayStation 4, Xbox One. You know they're pretty much the same thing. Pick your poison. And here is the Wii U, the true wild card. It's cheaper. It's not going to do the same things, but it does something different. And it has, you talk about exclusives. I mean, for days, Nintendo exclusives. And they're just, Nintendo's just kind of plug, like, you look at all the E3 stuff, and they didn't even do a press conference. There's no bluster to Nintendo. They're just there, they're having fun. And I like their presentation. Not the Nintendo Direct solely, but their just whole kind of presence as E3 was very lighthearted and just, you know, come out, play the games, have fun, like E3 should be. I've now owned a 3DS. I've owned a Wii U since Christmas. I'm very much a Nintendo guy, but I never owned the Wii. I loved the technology at first, but as soon as I saw it hit that plateau, I was never really interested in the Wii, except for playing some exclusives. But now I think the Wii U is on better foot, even though it's kind of it's really kind of floundering right now. I think it's on good footing, and I think it has the best chance to come out of this the victor. I know that's a weird kind of opinion, but I really have a feeling that the only company with the only platform that is capable of escaping this this monotony that games have become is Nintendo. They've been left behind technologically, which was not supposed to happen, which I think is going to turn out to be a good thing. And Andrew, I want to hear your case on Nintendo because you don't own a Wii U, mm-hmm. And I want to hear what you think because this is the crux of my argument about all this. And it's not just about being I love Nintendo as much as I do. It has to do with differing philosophies, and very much like movies. I still think it's a great analogy. You can look at the surefire success, which was the Expendables 2, and you can definitely buy Expendables 2 and 3 and 4 and 5 and 6 until they die. You can buy those on the Xbox One and PS4, or you can get the lesser-known flop, Dread, on the Wii U. That's the way I view it, and I know you'll agree with me when you look at those two things. That's the point I'm trying to make, and since we have such silly discussions, people won't understand it like I'm sure you just understood what I said, but that's how I view them. Xbox and PS1 or PS4 games are just the surefire AAA. We made this. We know people are going to buy it. We know they're going to enjoy it. Look at the graphics. Aren't they great? And then you have the true game experiences that I think the Wii U can offer. And I know you're going to argue that they don't have anything out right now or really in the near future other than Pikmin 3. But I'm trying to argue not potential or any of that, or, you know, I'm not trying to all there is potential games, but I'm trying to say philosophy is that's the killer right now, and I want to get I'm being long-winded, so I want to hear what you think about the Wii U, and we'll go from there.
I'll be the first one to consent to that completely. I think just the evidence is right there in front of everybody that if you really do enjoy video games, Nintendo, they're the only pure breed left. They're the only ones that seem to actually have a head on them. They're the only ones that you feel like you're actually getting a good game experience, or you're getting a good gaming philosophy with Nintendo. They won't steer you wrong. They'll make some mistakes like anyone else would. This is an entertainment industry, so you have your golden tickets and then you have your flops. And so they're going to make mistakes like anyone else would, but they try. They try to entertain you as best they can.
Well, that just sounds so backhanded, but
I don't mean it to be.
I understand what you're saying. I feel like you're not as big as a Nintendo fanboy. You're farther away from it than me, so you're a better judge of it because I'm so eager to forgive them, but they're behind the times, which I think is their biggest enemy, but also their greatest strength. You look at something like Animal Crossing, and it has some neat online connectivity, but it's still clunky. It's very Nintendo, if that makes sense. You know, you don't just say, I want to play online. You have to go to your town's train station and open the gates for visitors. And then you got to go through about two more menus, and then you can finally open them. And it's all very cute, but it's like, you know, wouldn't you like to say, play online, pick your friend, and you're in? Yeah, that kind of stuff gets frustrating. But like I said, it's their biggest strength and their biggest flaw. They have a commitment to a certain formula, and they don't stray from it. And I guess as of right now, they're paying for it because there's really nothing to do on the Wii U other than play old Mario games or Mega Man games. But
I also want to say, I think it might have hurt them that they brought it out a bit too early, because I think they tried to do something to make themselves a cut above. They tried to go take a step up, but then Xbox and PlayStation leaped above them again with... maybe my fears are unfounded, but I've always thought with the generation we're in now, it was always you have the main games, your big AAA titles that are coming out on the Xbox and PlayStation, and then you have your step downs that come out on the Wii. If at all, it's something that comes out on all three consoles.
Oh, no, you're right. But what we're having now is the main games come out that PlayStation and Xbox, and the Wii U gets nothing.
Because the,
people aren't even
that was what I had always heard. That's what I didn't understand that I was told when the Wii U was first announced. I had no idea what it was about. I was like, I just had the big confused mark over my head, not knowing what this thing is all about. And then I was told, we were led to believe that it was, this is an actual better console. When you had your Wii, you just had nothing but Nintendo. You didn't get your better games, your other games. You didn't get Batman Arkham Asylum on the Wii.
Sure.
You didn't get BioShock, Mass Effect. You didn't get that on the Wii. And so what I was thinking, what I was led to believe, is that the Wii U is going to be, all you need is
all the games you want on the same console.
Yeah, you just need one console, and you're not going to miss out on any of the important things.
No, I know what you're saying, and I agree. That's not what it's become. But I'll say two things. First of all, I'd argue that, do you really want the games that are coming out? Have we not established that you're going to get Assassin's Creed 7 and all this other crap? Have we not? That's what the Xbox and PS1 are going to, excuse me, the Xbox and PS4 are going to get you, is that kind of stuff. I think that's the direction the game
is going. Well, there would be some games I would be sad to see gone, like Left 4 Dead, another Fallout.
Left 4 Dead you can play on a calculator because it's going to be made for the PC first.
Yeah, God. But the PC is...
Fallout's not coming until 2018.
No, don't say that. No.
But you just described two games that are suited for the PC anyways, and the PC would really be an easier entry than the Xbox and all that because you don't need to pay for online. But anyways, the point I was trying to make is I'm coming to the point where, yes, for the 360 now, there were games I did not want to miss out on, but I don't think those are going to be anymore. I think it's going to be more and more. If you have 10 AAA games a year, right, and four of them are Call of Duty and Madden and shit like that, and the other six are good, I think that's about to switch, if not worse. Six of them are Call of Duty and Assassin's Creed. Does it not seem like every year you get more and more just perennial, oh, it's in the next Assassin's Creed, oh, it's the next, you know. That's the way it's becoming, and I don't like that.
Yes, they do. They always seem to you just get one more game company pop up that's just making the same game as the other ones.
Yep, and I'd also argue that with the Wii, Nintendo had so much success with the gimmicky stuff that they kind of rode that wave, and they just could not go wrong. They'd make all this money on carnival games and stuff that they really kind of lost sight of their first-party stuff. Like, I think I'd be shocked if the Wii U... Or excuse me, if the Wii did not have the fewest amount of first-party Nintendo-developed games. Like, I would be shocked if that wasn't the case. And even stuff like Mario Galaxy, they released the second one, which is just totally lacked the originality you've come to expect. And I feel like the Wii U, now that they're kind of in a hole, is going to be a return to... Well, you know, the GameCube kind of suffered, but it had some fantastic first-party games because that was really all it had for the most part. And for me... For my $350, if I got 10 quality Nintendo titles, that'd more than pay for itself. Because I just feel like the game industry is in a shift where you're either going to be looking forward to Dread sequel that you're never going to see, Andrew, or you're going to be that kind of person that goes to the movies 10 times a year, 20 times a year, 30 times a year, once a week, and they're going to watch the same shit because it's popular. And I feel like that's the way the game industry is coming. The problem is it's a $10 movie ticket compared to a $60 game, and I don't think consumers can support it. It's going to collapse soon.
I would like to have hoped that it's a bit... better than that, that there's at least a chance that that's... I'm sure it's already got one foot in the door into that round, but I'd like to hope that there's a chance that some... I know it's probably not going to be... unless the Wii U does something drastic, there's not going to be a chance that there's going to be a console that's going to do that. But I'd like to hope that there's at least going to be some situation where they'll say... they'll stop and look for a minute and say, all right, let's experiment here. Let's try some different things. Let's look at what could be entertaining. Because I think, you know, if there's one thing that I would emphasize above everything else, like, you know, Nintendo has that banner in their company. What is that banner that they always show? They show it at the beginning of the Nintendo Direct all the time.
I have no clue.
I think it might just be Nintendo or that leave luck to heaven or whatever it is that they emphasize at the beginning of the Direct. But, I would think if there was one thing that I would love to put a banner on every single game company that I would just love to have them plaster up there at every single room, it would be play your game. Play the game you're making. Don't just make it. Play it.
Why play it when those thousands of 15-year-olds are going to buy it anyways?
Because you got to experiment with it. You got to look and see if what you're doing is right. are you going in the right direction with it?
I just don't think that's...
And yeah, sure, it's going to be, they're going to come back and say, well, that's going to turn a year project into a two-year project. Sure, it will.
And that's too much money is what they're saying.
But that's the thing, you will make, in the long run, it is a far better decision to do that, because it's like cutting the trees down in the forest. Yeah, you can
cut them down in the forest,
but you got to plant a new one, or you're not going to have any more trees. So you got to make sure your game is better than the last one that came out, not just the same thing, or it's different from the last one that came out, or you're trying new things, or it's going to crash.
Andrew, I admire your spirit, but I just feel like I said, I feel like it's all right. Maybe I'm cynical. Maybe I'm the cynic, but I feel like it's done. We've already lost. And I feel like I can't believe I made it this far without talking about it, but Mega Man and Smash Brothers, Bayonetta 2, I mean, those are just two things where I feel like just two very gaming center. I mean, yes, they're also stuff I'm very interested in, but it's two just very gaming centered decisions. Bayonetta sold well. It was a bit weird, but it was a good game. And it was going to get canceled probably because it wasn't going to make as much money as Call of Duty. But Nintendo took it on themselves to save the game, and now it's coming out for the Wii U exclusively. Mega Man hadn't fucking had a game in 3 years. Still not getting a game, but Nintendo saw it fit to put him in a game. I feel like decisions like those, which, like I said, they're also very important to me, but it speaks volumes to what Nintendo's about. And that's what I'm interested in, a company that's still about video games. And I feel, just like you alluded to at the beginning, you don't want games to become all about money, and I'm telling you, it's already about that. I think if there's one exception I'd make, it would be the Rockstar guys in Grand Theft Auto. I think they make money, but they're also making the games they want, and they're always pushing the envelope. And yeah, I guess people would say Grand Theft Auto is the same stuff. I didn't really like 4, but I've always been impressed with them making their game. I guess, you know, if they know it's going to make money, they can do that.
Mm-hmm.
So, to cap it off, Andrew, percent chance that you buy a Wii U?
Percent chance, 80%, maybe 75%.
Ooh, it's a little lower than I thought. I thought you were going to throw 100 on me. Ouch.
Like I said, it's that one thing, it seemed like it was the perfect choice. It's just they brought it out a little too early, and it's sounding like I'm not going to get all the things I want on that system.
But what else would you want?
Well, that's the thing. You know,
buy a computer.
and I very well could. And they, you know, they've always, you talk about, you know, hating the hypeness of things. That is one thing I hate. I hate when PC people always say it's the master race, better than all the others. But the problem is they're probably right. I hate to hear them say it, but they're probably right. I think they're really, that is the truth. That it's the best system out there. It's the best thing to get, but you don't want to hear it. You want to wish that,
well,
that your consoles, that the consoles you grew up with all the time, that your GameCube and your Nintendo 64, that could keep going on, that you felt through your nostalgia years.
Well, I'm telling you, man, you just named two Nintendo consoles, and the Wii U's not going anywhere. I think if you like games, it's your best bet. I don't know. I don't even know if we've even made any points during all this. I just really wanted to touch on it all. Because it's very interesting, and our boy Travis is about to get married. Super Apple Boy's had a family for a while, and you start thinking about dollars when it comes to games. There's only so much you can appropriate to play video games, and I find that very intriguing that when someone's faced with the option of, you know, if I have $100 this month to spend on video game stuff, what am I going to spend it on? And if you ask me, the more I see the same old kind of games, the more I'd rather just say, well, I'd rather just save it than spend it, because I don't even want that. And I'd really, as much as I've grown up with video games, they've been, you know, just my main hobby. I don't want to see the time come where I just don't want a video game. And sadly, the only company that makes stuff I want is Nintendo. They're the only ones I feel like that are focused on games. When I literally, E3 was absolutely nothing for me this year. I mean, I worked through it, but still nothing made me bat an eye until Nintendo came and announced those two things. And I mean, that's sad to me. New consoles, and all you care about is the one console that was out. That's a problem, I think.
I gotta say, I felt a little bit better than you on the E3. There were a couple of small things that I was glad to see. I had one mouth opener glad to see that I wasn't expecting, and that was Battlefront.
Yeah, but that's.
But yeah, who knows what that's gonna be? You know, is it gonna be on the PC and the consoles? Is it just gonna be on the consoles? Is it going to be on the Wii U? Is it not? Who knows? I love the name, Star Wars Battlefront.
Battlefront's a great game, and yeah, but it's really wasn't that tangible of a announcement. But anyway, I just wanted to pick your brain, Andrew, and give everybody some food for thought, because it's very interesting. I can't tell you when we do another podcast, but I really hope for a year from now, man, we get together and we see what's become of these consoles. If we're still on this earth, a year from July the 3rd, let's get back together and see what happens, because I'm very interested to see what happens with this latest round. It could be a totally different ballgame next year. I don't know where it's going to go. I don't know how long they can sustain this blockbuster title market. And I'm very eager to see it, because I just can't help but feel like something big's coming, some kind of crash. I'm eager to find out.
I am too. I'm just, what do they got to offer us? It's the big question I want to see answered.
I agree. I really think the best equation you did was the movie industry. I mean, I'm not huge on the summer blockbusters unless there's something I enjoy. Does that make sense? Unless I'm interested in like an Arnold Schwarzenegger movie, I don't care. Summer blockbusters, I just don't care for them. I don't go out and see them. So I don't play the Call of Duties because I just don't care. At the same time, movie industries now, it's the big thing, and there's these indie things that don't even need movie companies anymore. It's the guy out there on YouTube making this kind of stuff, or the Kickstarter campaign making their own stuff. And I'm not really interested in that either. So I don't want to see it come down to my, like you said, our hobby become, you can play Call of Duty or the latest indie game. You can play Minecraft too. You know, I'm not interested in that. And I also have, I feel like I have to just touch on this because we were talking about the crash or whatever. And the first thing I see on my Facebook feed is a quote from Activision that the Call of Duty franchise has never been stronger. So wonderful.
Good times ahead.
Yeah, really. Well, I know this is kind of a short one, kind of a sloppy one, but that's all I want to do, Angela. Like I said, pick your brain. I wanted to get everybody thinking, because other than Travis and Bailey talking about getting that PS4, which, like we said, I think that was kind of a in-the-moment decision, past the Wii U, which we're all kind of big on Nintendo, I don't think anybody's, like, excited for the next generation of consoles, which I don't. That's kind of weird. You know, everybody usually would be like, ooh, I'm at least interested in one of them, but I don't know anybody that's really into it.
Yeah, I think every time it's always been one thing had a leg above the other. There was always, if there was a problem with any superior console, it could be overlooked. But nowadays, it's just, there's so many problems that it's hard to overlook some things now.
Well, like I said, hope this is all food for thought, and who knows when the next time we'll get the itching to get together and do this will be. But Andrew, I had
fun,
buddy.
As did I. A good discussion.
Exactly. Like I said, well, it's been 2 years and we've only done like 14 of these. We'll see y'all sometime.
Catch you guys later.
Y'all have a good... Oh. I was telling you, have a good day. I've been at work too long.